we go.
Hello? Hello? Okay, I think that's now doing it. I think that should now be working, even though I still can't hear it through these headphones. Very odd, but it does now seem to be making a noise in the output bit as well, which is exactly what you're after. So if anyone can hear this, do me a solid and email me at danielkitson@hotmail.com and just let me know that this has started working, because I don't know what was stopping it from working. I am in my front room tonight, but I wouldn't think that would be an issue because everything seems to be connected up and doing what it's meant to be doing. So although, you know, I don't seem to be getting any emails telling me that it's working, which is obviously very worrying. Right, well, I'm going to put a song on and hope that that works. I've just got an email. I've just got two emails. Right, okay, fine. Great. Right, okay. So it's just a weird problem with these headphones then. Oh, well, that's going to mean that I can't hear the music all night. It's going to be an absolute kick in the tip of the plonker until I work out how to fix it. Right, I'll pop a song on and have a fiddle. Not like that. Please have some a decorum. Well, it's not up to you, is it, to have that? Is it? Can someone who's heard a thing have decorum? I suppose you can exhibit a lack of... Right, here's the first big question. Is it possible to exhibit a lack of decorum through silence? No, probably not. Right, okay, let's whack a song on and... this is... yes, so we'll start off with this, actually. Is that nail? Now, look, I don't think the music's coming through. Can someone email me and tell me if the music's coming through? I know this isn't. This is far from ideal. As, but it should be. Speakers, external headphones. I mean, it should be coming through. But it's not, is it? It's not. So, yeah, so I'm now getting messages from people saying you can hear me. But can you hear music? Am I talking over the top of music now? Oh, God. This is the sort of stuff that makes you realise why... I guess why they invented radio studios. Main aux. Right, let's go into system preferences. Yeah. System preferences, headphone port. Yes, please. Input. Microsoft Pro thingy. Yes. And that's coming through there. So, I just got a thing. Right. So you can hear music and you can hear me. Right, okay, fine. Okay. Well... I'll stop that song then, because I feel like I've ruined it for you. So it's now very fiddly. It's now a very fiddly situation that I'm in, because I can't hear any of it. But, you know, I don't really have to hear it, I suppose. I just have to trust that when the things are doing the thing, you can hear the things. I think that's it. Right, okay, fine. So let's just crack on. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pop... we'll pop some Lizzo on. Yeah? That's what we'll do. We'll pop a bit of Lizzo on. I'm in the business of making music. That music business, the business of watching weirdness. Cause I make that crack music, nigga. That real black music, nigga. The only singles that I'm dropping are the ones flapping at the band of your white briefs. White boys, please, can barely believe. Seams of they jeans, cream, get the money and run it to the heels, y'all. Stuck into my pocket, tired of the deals, dog. Got my own label, get the leak and seal, dog. If you got a big mouth, then you might get peeled off. I'm the only fat lip dance, my flip a room peel off. Eating flounder, Sebastian, like some bear sauce, munching on his.
bones. Looking at them like it's your fault. Look at what you made me do. Yo, pass the hot sauce. Looking at the back of Sophia Harris's head. Eating a sandwich, but we don't got bread. Got a spider ass bite on my head. Hangry, feeling soupy. I brought my fuck here. Yo, I'm ducking. Dino, Daffy, Howard. Them cowards can never throw shots at a superpower. What was Russia without the czars? What was Henry Ford without the cars? My grandparents worked there for a factory. So Henry is nothing without my family tree. And a slave owning family needed black blood steel. So I think we need a spot up on Henry's wheel. That will never be the case. In case you ain't keeping up, I'm dishing out cases of that heavy bass. And them bass heads straight from the oppressor's loins are giving us our free us in hella coin. So Bobby head crazy, hip hop turn crack from the era of crack babies. Bobby head crazy, hip hop to give oratories and stadiums in laboratories. Bobby head crazy, hip hop turn crack from the era of crack babies. Bobby head crazy, hip hop to give oratories.
Deep your pockets go, they still get they feel. Fingers scrape the bottom. It don't matter how deep your soul is, they sure is blinded by the light. It don't matter how deep your pockets go, they still get they feel. Fingers scrape the bottom. Your soul is, they sure is blinded by and stadiums in laboratories. Bobby head crazy, hip hop turn crack from the era of crack babies. Bobby head crazy, hip hop to give oratories and stadiums in laboratories.
Right, well, there we go. I've got it working. I've got it working now to the extent where I can hear it as well. So that is that is a blessed relief, I'll be honest, because otherwise I'd have just, it felt like, I don't know how familiar you are with the children's television program from about 30 years ago called Nightmare, when someone had to wear a helmet that meant they couldn't see and their friends would guide them. That's what it felt like a bit, I guess. I imagine I never went on Nightmare, but it felt very much like I didn't have a purchase on my surroundings because I couldn't hear anything. Anyway, look, I don't know how I fixed it. I'll tell you what made it work, but this can't be the solution. Now do bear in mind that I'd already unplugged and replugged my headphones a number of times, but this time I unplugged them, I blew on the tip of the cable. And that seemed to do it. There you go. It's been an interesting start to the show because I got about 25, maybe 30 emails, which it's more people than I expected to be listening. Ugh. No, it's good. I guess it's good. It's good. No, it is good. It's good. No, you're all very welcome. It's good. Yeah, no, it's good. I've been bitten on my foot. Oh, actually, in quite a few places on my foot. Scratching them feels so good. I mean, you shouldn't do it, obviously, because it just exacerbates the situation. But F me. Scratching a bite. Oh, yes, please. It's worth the suffering. It's worth, I mean, it's absolutely worth it. So I'm in the, I'm in my front room. I'm in my front room tonight, which I, it's a nice room, I'll be honest. It's got a tomato plant in it currently over there, which my mum and dad gave to me. Sort of as a birthday present, but also just as a, here's a tomato plant. Here's the thing I've learned. It's inside, by the way, because I don't have a greenhouse and they seem to think it needed to be inside. So it's in a bay window. But that I've since read that it doesn't need to be inside, but I quite like it in here now because it smells like my granddad's greenhouse. Not a euphemism. But it, anyway, a thing I've learned over the course of the last few months, and it's one of those things that you sort of always knew, I guess, but I've learned it, is that fruit... Fruit is a swollen bit at the base of a flower. I'd never, like, I guess I knew it, but I think what I thought... No, I didn't know it. I think what I thought happened was a flower came along, you know, like blossom or just like a normal flower. But I guess that's, I mean, who's to say if there's any difference there? I guess blossom is a flower that leads to fruit, is it? As well as an inspirational role model for young women everywhere. I didn't realise. And it's sort of like, I was looking at a plant in my garden, a very, what's it called? Very sharp, spiky, not cotoneaster. It's, you know, it's the classic sharp, spiky one. And it had loads of flowers on it, and I was like, that's nice. And then they started to fall off, and I started to see these little berries. I was like, hang on a minute, is that how that... Oh, my God. Anyway, on this tomato plant, the first few tomatoes that I picked had the flowers still on the bum end of the tomato, right? And then I was like, oh, my entire life, I've seen that little pointy knob on the end of a tomato, you know, on the opposite end to the leaves... on the bottom, let's call it, and I've never known that that was the point of detachment from a flower. Anyway, it's a journey of discovery, isn't it? But I'm in this room. I've got the window open because it's quite warm. Now, I've been spending less time in this room than I would like, I'll be honest, mainly because the... I live on a quiet street and the children have been playing in the street, and it can be charming or horrific. But it's quite nice to be in this room and have the window open and it'd be quite quiet. And that's all that I was going to say to you at the start, but then obviously I couldn't make it work, and so I think that vibe got slightly... I think that vibe got slightly undermined. I mean, also, in other news, I've not got anything plugged in. I've left all the chargers in the other room. So my laptop's on 91%. My iPad's on 100 still. That's going strong. So we'll have to see how we go. I mean, you know, if pardon me. A bit burpy. If needs must, I can always pop 4 meters away and get the charger. But it'll be interesting, actually, to see how long this can hold up. Yes, it will. No, I don't like it when you've got that attitude. Anyway, let's have this song. So I just found this song, and I listened to the first... let me find them. It's by a band called Yard Act. And I literally listened to the first 2 minutes of it and was like, oh, I like that. I'm going to play that. So that's what I'm going to do now. It's by Yard Act and it's called Fixer Upper. On Spotify, you can click on the About bit and this just says Minimalist Rock from Leeds. So that's quite nice, isn't it? that's always, I mean, that's going to appeal to a certain extent. So let's have a listen to that. And here we go.
Hello there, I got a letter in the post addressed to the previous owner. I don't know how to pronounce their name. I don't think that they were from round here, you know? Well, I just moved into the area. Yeah, that big old thing over the road. It's a fixer-upper, though. It's a fixer-upper, so. We're gonna put pound shops, terracotta fronts everywhere. Wrap solar power fairy lights round the gutter. I got a Prosecco o'clock poster, half price in IKEA. It goes nicely with the existential fear that I feel when I accidentally wonder what I'm really doing here and how long I've got left before I'm 6 feet under. I can't believe I'm a two-home owner. Two-home owner. I finally got a nice little drive to call my own. I'm only parking for the Rover. It's a fixer-upper though, yeah. No, not the Rover. The Rover's golden. I'm talking about that big old thing over the road.
Yeah, that big old thing over the road.
We're gonna knock through the kitchen wall though. It's even though it is a wooden shooter. We're gonna absolutely ruin it all, right? We can't stand old shite. It's a fixer-upper. Woo! It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper, it's a fixer-upper. Anyway, this letter, I'll just post it back, return to sender, unless you know him. I think he's called Mr. J. Konopinski. Oh, no, wait, that's not an M, that's a D. Dr. J. Konopinski, do you know him? It sounds a bit Russian to me, or Polish, I see. And he had a PhD.
Did he?
What, he? Probably one of them pointless media degrees. Not for me. University of life, you see, I got thick skin. School of hard knocks, gonna knock through that wall on Tuesday in case
you and the wife were gonna be in.
It's a fixer-upper.
Ah!
It's a fixer-upper. It's a fixer-upper. Yeah, it's a fixer-upper. Alright, mate, about the commotion yesterday. The bloody builders are refusing to finish the job until I pay them. But I told them no one pulls a fast one on Graham. I'm Graham, by the way, don't know if I mentioned. I told them I'm not made of money, you're having a laugh. 2 homes in a rover comes from my crap. I'm not meaning I earn it. It's not some funny voodoo business. I didn't walk on gilded splinters to make the dent I did in under a year. I earn it, in case you're wondering. As for the builders, yeah, they're Polish. I'm not bothered about that, like. But where you come from says a lot about a man. And I'm not from round here, but I am. Also, they won't take cash in hand. What's with that? Maybe they won't.
Said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. Parking or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one, and it's going pretty cheap, you say. sweet tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for.
I think we're gonna have one more to complete the sort of the thematic triptych, and then we'll have a chat.
Once out to another part of the city, on some faraway errand I went walking one day. My path might well have been drawn by committee, for all the time in the world I went wending my way. It's true, I've never been known for my thinking. Some would say vague, and I'd say that's fair. But I couldn't lie to a face without blinking. Can you believe I'd forgot what I'd find there? For there stood the house like it had done forever, really since circa 1939. The house that we lived in when we were together, the place that we rented when you were still mine. Broken antenna still stuck in the roof, gently rocking. An unpicked apple still hung from the tree in the yard. I tried to peek through a window, but a curtain was blocking. I thought about knocking, but what would I say to whomever answered? Would my eyes give myself away if I lied? I could say I was collecting for the national census and ask how many they had living inside. I searched through my pockets to see if I had something to sell. A $2 coin, an old bus ticket, I should keep walking. For some stones are best left unturned, but what the hell? I rang the bell. The house gave an echo from inside its belly. Sounds I recalled from days I'd left my key. A footstep, a clang, someone turned down the telly. A shadow neath the door, it was too late to flee. I said, hello, I once lived at this very address. You might know my name from some unclaimed mail. She said, you should have showed up a long time before this. But if you wait right here, then I'll go check the pile. She left me there standing alone in the doorway, just like a trespasser in my own brain. I took one step inside and looked down through the hallway, just so the house could know I'm back again. Oh, the horror, the horror. The wallpaper's gone, now the wall's painted green. An art tapestry of some vulgar creation hung where the old picture once had been. Oh, where were the poor little ghosts of the footsteps we'd taken? Trapped neath the carpets now covering those beautiful boards. Memories of you are now turning into strips of bacon. My heart was aching. I ran till I ran out of running. I tried to go faster than what I'd just seen. I fell on the footpath, all breathless and dunning, looking like I'd just come through Halloween. while some memories are precious as a diamond, and others you have to think what they're good for. But they're best if they're left in a place you can't find them, or else you might find someone's changed the decor.
What a song. What a bloody song. What a bloody song. Ruined immediately by a man saying, what a bloody song. That was House by Darren Hanlon from the album I Will Love You At All. Before that was Depreston by Courtney Barnett. And before that was Fixer Upper by Yard Act. As far as I can see, certainly on Spotify, which is not, you know, I mean, it's not the best way to be doing anything, but there's only two Yard Act songs on Fixer on Spotify, and I liked them both. So there you go. So look, I've just counted how many people emailed me, and there's 62. So there's 62 of you, as far as we know. There's 62 of you listening to this right now. That's the point. You know, is the liveness of it is the point. I mean, I know I've gone on and on about this, and I've also made a decision today that there's not going to be any, you're not going to be able to listen to it at all after it's done. It's just done. And look, it's a hard line, but it's my line. It's my hard line. The point is, you have to hear it when it's happening, or you don't hear it. That's the idea, you know. I said it before, I'll say it again. If you could listen to it whenever you wanted, there's nothing to stop me recording it at a more convenient time. That's the, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter, does it? But it's a nice, I mean, part of the idea is that it's a nice thing to sort of aim for at the end of the day, you know. For me, I doubt it's your target, even if it's where you end up, you know. I doubt it's what you had in mind. But I you know, it's there's lots of here's a thing that I've noticed. I've tried to explain this to my dad and my mum, actually, and I couldn't quite articulate it. But a thing that I've noticed is putting nice socks on feels pointless. Like, so here's the thing so here's a bit of context. I am still being very cautious with regard to the deadly and infectious disease that is amongst us. That's just me. That's just how I that's just how I conduct myself. And you know, I'm in an ever decreasing minority, but yeah, so I'm not seeing many people. I've got my friend who lives around the corner. I've got a friend who lives down the road. I've got another friend who lives further down that road. I've got a small number of people who I'm seeing every now and again. Went to a friend's house earlier and sat in their back garden whilst they ate chicken and raw kale. But my point is, I don't know how to articulate it, but there was a time before, right? There was a time before when I was getting dressed, if I put some nice socks on, I've got some nice socks, I'm not swinging it about, but I've got nice socks. But if I put some nice socks on, it's not that I was putting them on thinking, I can't wait for people to see my nice socks, but it was just, the thing that I was anticipating was the subconscious awareness that I had nice socks on when I was around people. And now that I'm not going to be around people, that's that's almost entirely pointless. I mean, it's a hard thing to articulate that. In other news, the camper van is now working. I was out in the street earlier, and two of the boys in the street, they came over, we're having a chat. They told me about a YouTuber who's got a camper van called, I think, TT. I explained to them that you can sleep upstairs in it. I mean, you know, upstairs is an exaggeration. I've just realised that you can't see the camper van. So if I say you can sleep upstairs in it, then you might be imagining a camper van in which you can sleep upstairs. That's not the case. Anyway, but it's working, which is good. But the guy... So here's another thing that I've realised. I've never got vehicles serviced. I never realised that that was a thing that you were meant to do every year. I did not realise. I thought that the MOT was the service. I know this is boring if you're not into vehicles. I'm not into vehicles, you know, but I do love moving my body around. That can't be the best way of phrasing that, but it is true in all senses. I got an email a few days ago after one of these shows from someone saying, you know, there was a lot of vehicle chat, but I'm a multi-vehicular guy. I got a bike, yeah? I've got a car that is now declared off-road. I've got a camper van, yeah? My bike goes in my camper van. My camper van drives onto the back of a lorry like Knight Rider. That lorry goes onto an aircraft carrier. Yeah, that's just the way that gets hoisted up by one of those massive choppers. They're all my vehicles. Hey, when you think about it, isn't planet Earth itself a vehicle? No, actually, that's something worth thinking about. Anyway, yeah, he said, I didn't realise that you needed to get a car serviced every year. My car had never been serviced. I mean, if you know that how bad that is, you'll now be thinking, oh, that's terrible. But if you are like I was 3 days ago, you'll be like, I don't see the problem in that. And I know which one of you I'd rather be. Right, let's have some more music. Let's have some more effing music, please. Oh, I'm going to play So When You Gonna by Dreamwife, because I like it. All right, that's why, because I like it. Here we go.
warning. Okay, they're what? Finally asking them. They're using their words. Oh. I mean, to be honest, I'm happy.
You.
Okay, this is taking forever.
Gonna.
Oh, wait a second.
Kiss.
What is happening there?
Me.
It's happening. The lips are touching. Oh. This is actually happening, people. This is happening.
Whoa. Kiss me.
Look, I know that wasn't the smoothest mix, but there's a bit at the end of that song where one of them says, oh, it's a shame they were a bad kisser, and I hate that bit. So I tried to cut it off. Okay.
This is the definition of my life. Doctor gave in the hope of saving me, in the hope of saving me. Marks in the corner of the room, the junkyard full with eyes of gloom. I asked him time again, take me in and dry the rain, take me in and dry the rain, take me in and dry the rain, take me. Take me in and drive away. Take me in.
to drop. You gonna take it off. We're gonna make it pop. We're making shapes and leaving circles in the crop. It's not about you. Shut up.
I'll tell you what I've just thought. I've just thought, oh, I could play some John Grant at some point. So that was Not About You by Haiku Hands. Before that was Dry the Rain by Beta Band. And before that was So When You're Gonna Kiss Me. Well, actually, I think it's just called So When You're Gonna by Dreamwife. Right, there we go. Oh, look, I've moved from this. I was on the sofa, but I was sort of hunched over my laptop. I mean, that sounds absolutely rancid, but accurate, hard to deny. I was hunched over my laptop and my iPad because I demand constant stimulation. And they were on the coffee table. I was on the... I've got a coffee table, okay? And I refuse to apologise for that. Right, I've got a coffee table, I've got a soup chair, I've got a lasagna bed. Oh, I could have done better. I could have done better, but, you know, I think we all enjoyed the effort. Did we? But I'm now on the floor. I'm now, well, I'll paint a picture for you. I'm sitting cross-legged on the floor like a 43-year-old, 5-year-old. Right, so that was, oh, my back's a little bit, I mean, it's a bit stiff, I'll be honest. I just want to be real with you guys. My back's a bit stiff. My arse pain that I mentioned a couple of days ago has all but gone, and you know. But the back's back. Yeah, the back's back. Right. Yeah. I'll tell you a thing I've noticed. So very early on in early lockdown. So look, just, you know, my mum's a big fan of saying everyone's just got to do what they're comfortable with, which, I mean, is fine in, it's fine in theory, but I mean, you can't just do what you're comfortable with, can you? I mean, I'm comfortable with waddling up and down my road at 2 o'clock in the morning with me tallywacker in the air screaming hallelujah. V-comf with that. But I'm sure it would be frowned upon by the neighbours. Oh, here's a quick bit of info. My neighbours on the other side. So you may remember last night, if you tuned in last night, and if not, why not? You may remember that I was downstairs in my house last night, and next to the bottom floor of a house that was empty because it is currently unrented. Well, the neighbours on the other side, they're going away tomorrow morning. So I'm gonna make a lot of noise. I'm gonna just run up and down my stairs, knocking on the wall, and giggling to myself, having a right old time of it. When I first bought this house, I couldn't process the fact that I could hear my neighbours, because I'd lived in a flat for 6 years where I couldn't hear my neighbours, and I assumed that they couldn't hear me. I actually think now, looking back, that they could hear me because I was noisy and they were just quiet people, but I just thought that we couldn't hear each other. I once put a picture up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a drill. Now that's a terrible neighbour. But then I moved into a house and I thought, well, I just sat on the stairs and I could hear people. I could hear people next door having a chat. And I was like, this isn't right. You can't hear people when you're in a house. But it turns out you can. It turns out that you can't hear people when you're in a detached house. You can't hear next door when you're in a detached house. Yeah, and they're in a detached house, by and large. Anyway, early lockdown, I noticed that a bit of a red flag for me conversationally was when people would say, oh, well, I think I've had it. Because then it's just like, right, okay, I think they've got their foot off the gas precautions-wise. I think they're idling towards, I mean, horrible phrase, catastrophe. You know, like, oh, well, I think I've had it, of course. So, I think I've had it, so I'm absolutely tickety-boo. Come here and let me lick your fingers. Direct quote that. I'm not going to see that doctor again. Hey? Thank you. The more up-to-date conversational red flag I've identified is, there's no point waiting for a vaccine. Never going to happen. No point waiting for a vaccine, never going to happen. Because what that is doing, I think, is it is painting sort of an understandable depletion in your reserves as sort of pragmatism. It's sort of dressing your self-interest in the clothing of realism. You know, oh, there's no point. I could waste my life. I could waste my life waiting for a vaccine. No point. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. So I'm off clubbing right now. Anyway, I've made my point. I've made it almost adequately. Right. I'm going to pop a song on. And I think I'm going to make myself a drink. Maybe a hot black currant. Guys, if you've got the wherewithal to make yourself a hot black currant, I don't know why you wouldn't. This is some Anna Meredith. We'll be right back.
pretty, make your maneuver. 1 year younger, call me a cougar. All dressed up, think I did it for you. Make eye contact, think I adore you. It's a pity, it's your maneuver. Your conversation makes me a bore you. Judging by the pace I was walking, no time to stop, no time for talking.
Every single day, keeping all of my time, tired of faking.
Okay, well, that's lucky. That's lucky that I left my microphone on, because I didn't have time to click it on there, because I was just getting into that. I don't know if you could hear me getting into it. Oh, God. I do sometimes deliberately leave the microphone on, because I quite like a bit of background noise in a weird way. I think it's quite interesting. But I didn't mean to leave it on then. And you may have heard, I don't know, I live on my own. I talk to myself a lot. I don't know if I said anything. Oh, crumbs. Anyway, that was Every Single Day by Melt Yourself Down. Before that was Club Cougar by Nadine Shaw. Before that was Voodoo Doll by John Grant. And before that was Nautilus by Anna Meredith. You can say what you like about me, because I can't hear you. Bit of fun, wasn't it? I didn't have a hot black currant in the end. I got myself a glass of water and a flat peach, but not a euphemism. But when I opened the fridge, I don't know why I opened the fridge, because there was nothing that I was interested in there. I don't refrigerate my peaches. there was a little bit of an iced pour over coffee that I made this afternoon left, and it took phenomenal self control not to guzzle that like a bean pig. I'm an absolute pig for the bean, and but I was like, there's no way I'm going to have that now, because then I'll just start perking when it's bedtime. I mean, we're like 9 minutes away from the end of the show, and then I'll be in bed 3 minutes after that. Actually, I'm going to have a shower to wash my feet. You don't need to know why. I'll tell you why. I've been walking around outside with no shoes or socks on. Okay? Happy now? You push and you push and you push, and then when I tell you, you are horrified. Anyway, I'm definitely quite sleepy now. I know not all of you are in the same time zone as me, so it's probably anathema to you hearing a man say, I'm sleepy, when you're like, what do you mean you're sleepy? I've barely had my breakfast. What a world. What a world we're living in. You know, there's I've had an email from New York. I've had an email from Sydney. I've had an email from well, that might be it. I think all the others have. I don't know. Not everyone says I'm emailing from, but it is not. You know, it is nice when people tell you where they're emailing from, exact address and area of the house. I'm emailing you from 36 Chisholm Drive, front room, top floor, easterly corner. There we go. Right, let's have a look and see if there's anything else I want to play to you before bedtime. I'm sort of, there was definitely, could play that. I'm tempted to finish the show with another song by Yard Act because I liked it so much. And there is this one here called The Trapper's Pelts, which is 3 minutes, 58 seconds long. So I think that's probably what we'll do. I think I'll probably play, I think I'll probably play that. And then I'll come back and say bye-bye, and that will be us cock-a-doodle-done. That is my phrase, that, okay? Cock-a-doodle-done is my phrase. So if you're using it, you need to be crediting me, yeah? And if you're putting it on T-shirts, you need to be forwarding me a bit of the money. And if you're getting it inked on any part of your sweet bod, then good on you. Cock-a-doodle-done. Yeah.
What a day to be alive. The state of everything. I know you saw the sign in the window. The brain fist on hollow wood. Sticky fingers on sugar glass. Are you really so desperate, desperate, desperate? All that divides us is evil. But all that unites us is evil. No, all that really divides us is the binary. Stick ourselves into every abstract object on the gallery shelves. Then the trapper came around. He was trying to sell me pelts. It was midday on a Monday, so all the smart people were at work. Trap music blaring from his furry boom box. The trapper tripped out after he flipped, said, shut your fucking trap, or I'll eradicate nature. Right now, forever. I'll eradicate nature. Right now, forever. So, I bought all his pelts. All his pelts. It's a book by Disc House. I took out a small business loan. And I bought all his pelts. I threw them in the boot of my car and drove downtown. I pitched up a stall outside the office blocks. And come 5 o'clock, it was so cold that everybody needed one and everybody wanted two. So I upped the price and I bled them dry, cause that's what you do. And come 6 o'clock, I'd oversold, and my smile was made of solid gold. Solid gold. Solid gold. A solid gold. We'll be right back.
imagine an enormous mountain of never-ending blow. I saw the trapper disappear from my rear-view mirror with no pelts to call his own. Shivering, naked and alone in the snow.
The Trapper's Pelts by Yard Act there. So that's it. It's 1:28, so it's not quite it, actually, is it? So why do you say it? I don't know if you heard, I turned the microphone on during the John Grant song, I think, because I've got a watch somewhere in this room that's got an alarm on it. And it goes off at, well, it must be 1 o'clock, but it did used to be midnight. And it will be midnight again, but 30 alarm goes off, I mean, not just in general. And the alarm started going off, so I turned the microphone on so that you could hear the alarm in case you knew what that meant. So there you go. That didn't entirely make sense. Thanks for your help earlier on with your emailing me to let me know that you could hear both my voice and music. I do appreciate that. That's what I mean, guys. Has to be live, yeah? Has to be live. Put that on my gravestone. Put that on my gravestone. Please put that on my gravestone. And nothing else. It just has to be live. Not my name, not my dates. or my tour dates, sure. Anyway, look, I hope you have a nice sleep or a nice day or a nice afternoon or whatever you're doing. And I'll see you tomorrow. All right, that's that now. There'll be about 10 seconds of me walking away.